So, first of all, we always should be very clear. Why do we meditate? What do we want to get out of it? And I guess for everybody, that's a little bit different. What Buddhist meditation can offer to you is hopefully, if you practice this right, more clarity in your mind, more awareness of what is going on in your thought process, hopefully through that clarity more energy, and lifting up of your mind, spirit, whatever you want to call it. If that is not happening, then obviously then something is going wrong with the meditation, and maybe with your behavior in your day-to-day life and in your thinking mind, and that has to be adjusted then. But hopefully the meditation can assist you to just become more clear of what is going on in your mind, to avoid the mistakes we can make with our thought processes. Because these thoughts in our mind are just not without any consequences. If we have a lot of negative thoughts in our mind, we're gonna develop a negative perception of the world. That's just the way it is, and maybe of ourselves, of our neighbors, of our family, friends, whatever. So it's very much dependent on what we think from minute to hour, day by day. So the more clarity you achieve of this process that is going on, we think they are our thoughts, but the meditation will make that very clear to you after a while that it's a process. It's not your thoughts. You're not in charge. That is the big illusion. You can say stop thinking and you still wanna think. Or you can say to yourself in the morning, today I'm only going to think nice thoughts. And 5 minutes later, you're going to complain about something in your mind. So this is a conditioned thing. We learned that in Buddhism, many, many lifetimes. But for you of other beliefs, at least conditioned from birth. Maybe even in the womb already. And some of that is probably survival instinct, that we've tried to figure out the negative stuff to avoid the danger in our lives. But a lot of it is self-fulfilling prophecy. We just don't see the danger anymore. We just expect negative things to happen to us. Can become fearful, can become depressed. And our whole perception is just very dark. So hopefully with that little bit more awareness, you're gonna manage to be more conscious of negative thoughts coming into your mind. And when that happens, hopefully you learn the right skills, have the right tools in your pocket to deal with that stuff. So very important things with trying to calm the mind in the meditation, but to calm the mind we don't do that through any force. We try to do that gentle and kind. We treat the mind like we always want to be treated when we were children, or we were treated by our loved ones when we had the best time with them, when we were fresh in love, everything was special, and you just did your very best to be kind to the other person. And I want you to treat your mind in the meditation exactly that way, like a lover. Just be as friendly, kind, non-judgmental. Just find the right word for yourself. Whatever inspires you. Huh? If it's compassion, if it's love, if it's goodwill, if it's contentment. Huh? Some word that inspires you, and if you can bring the mind back to that word in the beginning of the meditation, that you start from the very beginning with the right attitude. We don't just sit down and see what happens. No, we sit down and bring this little bit of kindness already into that process, that we watch what is going on with the most gentle, kindest, most loving, generous and goodwill sort of mind state with that we can muster. If you have problems with that, because often in the meditation when we slow down the thought process a little bit, we become more aware of our body. And to become more aware of the body means to become more aware of suffering. Yeah. It's heavy, it's sort of usually you just breathe by yourself. If you become conscious of your breathing, you try to interfere, fiddle around, you don't know how to breathe properly anymore. All that stuff can happen. But because we take that with that little bit of kindness from the very beginning, hopefully you can go through with that. And remember that you can always go back to this attitude. If you find your mind is getting negative, if you're getting into negative thoughts, if maybe some pain comes up and the mind goes, oh no, that pain again, sort of, that's okay. Be kind to that negativity in that moment. Don't try to fight that negativity. In that moment you put that niceness in. Because that's the stuff you can't control. These thoughts are actually not coming from you in that moment. That is basically just unpleasantness. Wow, thought arising to get rid of that unpleasantness. That is that conditioning. But instead of negativity, try to try patience or try goodwill or whatever. And if it doesn't work, you try it again. You put that goodwill behind it. Because it's basically it's going on from moment to moment to moment to moment. And if you don't manage it all, then you can always just give up. It's just like, yeah, okay, I'm going to be negative, I'm going to be grumpy. You're allowed to do that. That is your kindness then. Kindness is then to be happy with whatever comes up in the mind. Just don't struggle, don't fight. And if you manage to keep that awareness of the watcher, of the one who knows right now in what mood you are, what you're experiencing, that what we call ourselves our perception. If you are aware of that and you're aware of that attitude, if it's good or bad, negative or positive, just the awareness itself, slap yourself on the shoulder, that's great. Because that is how we learn. That is how we learn what's going on in our own mind. And we don't always are in charge enough to decide if we're happy or sad or grumpy or depressed. But to bring the mind back to knowing what is going on. And in that moment the mind knows as well, oh okay, I can always be happy with what is going on. I can always be kind with the knowledge that it was never my choice. It was never my choice to be depressed or angry. There are just states that come up by themselves and they also go again. And your job is just to watch with as much patience, kindness, love, contentment, goodwill, find a word that inspires you. There are different words for us, actually. For me, it's goodwill, for example. Goodwill is a nice word for me, goodwill. Kindness, I like kindness. Love is often too mixed up with personal love for me, sort of a little bit too flowery, and too concentrated on particular persons or situations. So for me, goodwill is a very nice association. But you figure that out for yourself, actually, whatever is inspiring for you. And sometimes you just have to find the right word and something clicks, actually. Sort of, wow, yeah, you remember a feeling with that word. And then you remember, wow, that is a possibility of how I can treat myself, how I can treat my own mind. Okay. So we can turn the light down now, and then we go through the meditation stage by stage. I give you some more instructions for the people who are new, and also for the ones who meditate a lot. We just start again, like always. Have to get ourselves in the right mind state. Please sit as comfortable as you can. Don't sit too far forwards in your seat, otherwise you'll have too much tension on your back, but also not too stiff. Sit in a way that you have the feeling that in that position my body is going to be completely alright for half an hour. So your feet have a nice distance. People sitting on the floor, obviously they have to do their own thing. I hope they know how to make themselves comfortable. Otherwise, better to sit on a chair if you're not used to it. See that your hands in your lap have the right distance, that there's no tension on your shoulders, that they're not dragging down or lifted up uncomfortably. And the best way to figure out if you're comfortable or not, take a few deep breaths. And each out breath, you consciously let your shoulders drop. When the air flows out of the top of your body, out of your lungs, out of the upper rib cage, your shoulders come down, and you be very conscious of it. Also be very conscious when the breath goes in, that you have enough space around your belly. If there's not enough space, you might have to open the top of your trousers or whatever, if you wear very constricting trousers. It's very important that from the very beginning that feeling is there, that wow, this is a comfortable position, actually, sort of relatively enjoyable. The body is safe, it's not going to be damaged in that position. Completely okay for half an hour to sit like that. Nothing bad is going to happen to it. And that is the first kind thing, that we make sure of that. Don't want to damage the body. If you have some chronic pain, then obviously maybe you have to move slightly from time to time. That's just the way it is. If you're far too uncomfortable, you can always get up and do some walking meditation out on the floor. Yeah? Just walk up and down slowly. Just please try to be as silent as you can if you have to do so. So whatever puts too much pressure on your mind or body, deal with it kind. Don't have that nasty guy in the background already who wants to achieve something. Just becoming more aware now. You're starting to go into that moment, into that what is right here and now. everything that happened in the past as of no consequence for us right now. Some thoughts may come up from the past, but we just for this half an hour don't put our attention there. Just let them go again. We don't grasp onto these thoughts, because we want to figure out what's going on right now. And the same is with thoughts of the future. What happens in a few minutes is of no consequence either. It's just this breathe in and breathe out, second by second by second. And just becoming more aware of the body, if we hold on to something in the body first. Feel through your whole body, your shoulders. Can you breathe easily? So, and if the mind wants to anchor itself a little bit, if it has the feeling it wants to be somewhere, you can always offer it your in-breath and your out-breath. Because that is going on all the time. If that stops, then you're dead. And it's not going to stop by itself. Goes on if you're unconscious or if you're sleeping. There's a part of the brain that knows exactly what to do. It's only part of the conscious mind that can have influence on it. If that stops, the body still knows what to do. So that is very soothing, because we don't have to put effort there. Any effort we put there is because we focus on something. And that's usually a normal reaction, that we control what we look upon. So if you control the breath a little bit, don't worry. That's fine. We focus on that attitude. That is, yeah, whatever is happening right now, you're welcome. We're not going to judge you. Positive thought, a negative thought, positive feeling, negative feeling, positive perception, negative perception. Just see if you find that attitude inside of yourself that is watching right now. What facial expression would you give that attitude? Hope you manage to make that somebody very patient and kind watching. And if not, you put this kindness behind it again and again and again and again. It happens from moment to moment. Just becoming more aware of the noises in this room here and outside. becoming more aware of this body sitting on the chair or on the ground. Becoming aware if there's still tension in the body. And if you find it soothing to stay with the breath, just stay with it. All the in-breaths, all the out-breaths. If you have the feeling your mind still wants to fiddle a little bit around and go to your sounds, smells, body sensations, that's fine. Whatever the mind is doing, just be aware of that attitude. Imagine the facial expression of that attitude you have right now. If you produce that little bit of kindness, it takes a little bit of effort. There's almost like a little tension in the background from that kindness that we keep up towards ourselves. And hopefully that becomes so natural that it just fades into the background and stays as is. Reassurance of goodwill, effortless. You see your mind wandering into the past or future again, just bring it back gently and tell it not right now. You don't have to. We don't have to figure out anything now. You can just experience whatever is happening here. Nothing to achieve. has the thought process slowed down a bit? If not, you can just encourage your mind again. Don't have to figure anything out right now, mind. Is it not just comfortable, just having to do nothing, just breathing, sitting comfortably? Nobody's expecting anything of us. We are not expecting anything of ourselves. What is the facial expression of your attitude now? Is it looking kindly upon what is happening? Or is it more impatient? Just be aware again of what is going on. And in the moment you become aware, you can always be kind again and say, okay, that's okay. Every time you're aware, there's a new opportunity there. So it's only a minute left now. Where are we? What is the mind state? Gradually going towards more calmness, to more agitation, or going to calmness, to agitation and back. How is it different from when you started? ring the bell 3 times, and after the 3rd time, please open your eyes and we end the meditation for tonight. So obviously for the people who start with the meditation, sometimes it can come as a bit of a shock that we figure out, wow, there is a lot of negativity in my mind. So if we become more aware, that does not immediately mean that we have solved the problem. No? As often we just see, wow, there are a lot of patterns there which are self-perpetuating in a negative spiral. So the skillful means to that is to do exactly what we did in that meditation, becoming aware, seeing this is negative thoughts, and not pushing it away. Be kind enough to have a good look at it. I mean, if you're really agitated, obviously, if you're really grumpy, aggressive, then it's not the right time to look at it. But if you just feel this slight negativity, or this slight grumpiness, I hope after a while you have the courage to have a good look and see. And instead of what we usually do is we justify that mind state to ourselves. It's because of that, because that guy is an idiot that I'm grumpy today. He didn't do his job right, actually, and is. I'm completely justified of being angry, grumpy, miserable with that. So we see something that we don't like, and then we justify the process in our mind by what is happening on the outside. So and hopefully after a while you figure out this is not changing anything there on the outside. The only thing this is doing is I develop negative mind states in my mind. And what does that mean? That means I'm creating more suffering for myself and other people. If you see that negativity and aggression are painful states, and if you know anything better, the mind is always going to go to that better place. That's the nature of the mind. The mind is gonna look for happiness, if you want it to or not. He's always trying to run away from suffering, always trying to latch onto happiness. That's its very function. And don't just believe me, have a good look yourself. Everything we do, slightest movement we make, it's because of suffering. Some itch to scratch, something uncomfortable in the body to adjust. A little bit warmer, a little bit colder, or just no insects, that would be nice. A little bit more silent, no traffic around actually, then my meditation would take off. So it's the constant figuring out of our thought process, how to escape what we find unpleasant and how to run towards what we see as pleasant. Very function of the mind. That's what we call life. And sometimes we can just be very deluded to think I have to become like a rock. I have to be strong. I have to use my elbows. If I'm not assertive enough, if I'm not aggressive enough, the world is gonna just trample all over me. I have these thoughts myself. Sometimes I don't want to be the goody-goody Buddhist. Just like, oh, it's supposed to be the nice guy when you have the robes on or whatnot. It's sort of, I want to be able to still say no if people walk into my space. I just have to be aware of that. It's not automatically that when I put on my robes that basically I become a nice person. And there are defense mechanisms in my own mind I have to be aware of still, that I justify for myself. That, no, I don't want to be that nice. And I'm pretty sure you have these defense mechanisms in your mind as well if you have a good look. It's just that, sure, we want to help our friends, but if that guy is a complete user, we want to say at a certain point, no, that's enough. I'm not going to lend you any more money. I'm not going to help you move again. I'm not going to share my wife with you. So basically there's a balance there of saying yes and no in your own mind. How good, how kind do I want to be? Where do I put, where am I going to have my boundaries? So, and I guess the more secure you become in your own mind, the less you have to be on your toes, the less afraid you are that people, that you you can show weakness. You're not afraid of showing weakness so much anymore because you know if it's time. If it's time to stand your ground, then you can stand your ground. But in the obviously in your meditation, you can be as kind as and forgiving as you want to be, because you're treating yourself in that moment, or what we associate with ourselves. And the important thing is we become aware how utterly awful we can treat ourselves. And then we can't be surprised that it's not easy to treat other people better. If we treat ourselves really, really crappy, we're not going to be a nice person. That's impossible. It just doesn't work. If we don't have a very strong sense of how it feels to have a friendly inner monologue, we're not gonna be aware how it is to have a friendly dialogue with somebody else. So developing that courage in your meditation and that trust is gonna take some time. You have your past actions to carry around with you, your past thought patterns, and this is not going to change overnight. If you were a very aggressive person, you will find that aggressiveness in your meditation. If you are a depressed person, then usually there is a lot of aggression to be found there as well. A lot of complaining. So it might not be immediately, it might not immediately feel like, oh wow, this is doing me a lot of good. But if you remember this watching kind onto that process, not saying, oh, I'm bad, I'm good, just, wow, this is conditioned thoughts that is going on here for a long time. That awareness is kindness in itself. If you see that, you see, oh yeah, where there's old patterns, but it's not going to do me or anybody else any good in the future. So instead of just pushing it always away, have a really close look. Ask yourself, is that true, what is going on there in that mind? Is it really true what my mind is telling me there? Am I dealing kindly with whatever is coming up? And then having that wisdom to see, if you're not treating yourself kindly in that moment, you just put it a moment behind it. You just put it there and say, okay, I'm not treating myself kindly, that's okay. I'm kind enough that I can accept that. And then the mind starts to grasp that concept that we're creating our own reality. We're not living in a real world. We're living in our world. We're perceiving our reality right now here. How happy, how sad, how much sense it makes what I'm telling you actually, what a huge bullshit this is I'm talking about actually. It's all in our own minds. There's a sort of agreed reality, colors and sitting on a chair, relatively silent, relatively comfortable. But this attitude that I mentioned for you to watch in the meditation is right there every moment. Every day you wake up with that, and sometimes your partner might say, oh, are you in a bad mood today? And you don't even have the feeling that you look very grumpy, but your partner just knows you very well and can see immediately there's something wrong. And then sometimes we become aware ourselves, oh yeah. Oh, we don't want to become aware ourselves that we're grumpy. No, I'm not grumpy. You're grumpy. I'm not aggressive. Shut up. So just becoming this little bit more aware, but having a bit of fun and a bit of this wisdom, not seeing that as a done deal. That wisdom to know in each and every moment we're changing this whole reality a little bit. And we either make that all a little bit darker over the years, or we make it lighter and lighter over the years. And that just depends on our level of how clear can the mind see if that is a good direction or a bad direction. And if we still try to justify our moods from the outside, then we still have more work to do, then we don't see clearly. Sure, this is if we have a sickness and we're out of a job and we have some trouble with our friends, things are more difficult, obviously. I just had a cold and a lack of energy, and it makes it a little bit harder to be jolly and in a good mind. Energy is almost for me now synonymous with happiness. Low energy is a big lack of happiness. So, but having that body, I have to accept that it gets sick from time to time, and then we have to have that wisdom that tells us I can either add to that now, by thinking negative about it. I shouldn't be sick. Why does a cold not go away? Blah, 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 blah. If I was a truly good meditator and person, I wouldn't get sick at all. My immune system would be just so strong that nothing could ever happen to me. And so then hopefully you see, wow, this is unkind. This is unkind thought. It's not going to help me. It's not going to help others. It's not even encouraging or anything. It's just plainly, plainly unkind. Instead of, yeah, I'm sick. Okay. Be as sick as long as you want. No, I'm sick. Good. And this inner monologue is going on from the moment we wake up in the morning till the moment we after we close our eyes. We take that stuff into our dreams often as well. That babbling and that attitude. So I hope you all just get more and more and more aware of what attitude there is. And you see, it's if it's not up to scratch, if it's not kind, make it kind in that moment. Don't find blame. Find that courage to have a close look. Don't just push it away. I mean, there are certain moments when it's good to push it away. If you, for example, you get so agitated in the moment that you want to be physically violent, obviously you take your mind out of that moment. You escape from that. And if you have to run away or whatnot. So because we know afterwards physical violence is something we're always going to regret later when the mind comes down again. It's a very sick state of mind. If it's really aggressive mind state, then it's not the right time to look and contemplate as well. It's just too strong. The Buddha describes it, I think, with boiling water. Anger. It's impossible to see anything. It's always just going to justify its own course. And it's so right now, and it's so completely justified that you are angry in that moment. And the only thing what the mind is going to do if you try to figure out what's going on is the mind is going to justify it even more, that you are angry. So it's just, yeah, okay, you're angry. If you manage, don't talk to anybody in that moment, if that's possible. No, I'm angry. Nothing good is going to come out. Even if you say something that is completely true, it's not going to come across correctly. Because people sense that. People sense if you're angry. And then they feel that you want something from them. And so even if it's completely factual and correct, if you're angry, your message is not going to come across. So this little things we learn after a while when we watch our mind. Okay, I'm angry. Now it's not the right time to talk to that person. Now it's not the right time to figure something out. It always depends on that extent of mood. And like I said before, it's just a little bit of agitation. Then hopefully you learn that in your meditation, have that courage. Now it's a possibility to have a close look. What is going on? And then you can either do, okay, where did that thought process start? Where did it originate? Often it was a sight, a sound, a smell, a word from somebody else, and this whole chain of proliferation follows it. Takes a bit of looking to figure that out. Sometimes it's just from something so insignificant that we can get into an agitated mind state. And if you go all the way back, you sometimes can just laugh at it. It's just amazing. Just from something, from a little fart in the wind, basically, the whole storm is coming. So that's one possibility. Just looking where it originates. Another possibility is you just see the consequences of thought. Look exactly where is that leading? there any possibility of a good outcome to that thought? How can there be any wholesome outcome if I follow that thought to its end? And then you just follow it to its end. Go all the way. If it's a person, sort of, oh, that person, I wish he would break a leg. So what would happen then if he breaks a leg? Do I really wish that? Or if your partner or whatever, and you know, if he was just more caring, if she was would just stop nagging, gosh, then see where is that going? What really happens? What happens if she stops nagging? Where is the nagging? Or is the nagging justified? Figure out not out what the other person is doing. Figure out your own mind state. Figure out how much nagging is there in you. Are you nagging? Are you so irresponsible that you might it's well justified that people nag at you? Because that is the only realm where we work in our own minds, improving that own mind, improving our own reality. We don't have to fiddle around in other people's mind. And if we do that in a kind way, we begin to trust that mind more and more and more, and you're gonna relax in your meditation more and more and more. Because there's especially when new experience come up in the meditation, if fear is associated with that, there's still a lack of trust there, still a lack of trust in yourself. Make sure you keep good virtue, make sure you establish that kindness very firmly until you basically do it for so long that you don't have the slightest doubt in your mind that you wish the very best for yourself and other people. And that can become so strong, so happy, that it's just, there is no problem to let go. There is no problem to surrender. Because it's just this assurance there that nobody is, there's no harm gonna come from that mind. Because it's a trustworthy mind. It treats itself for very good for a long time already. So, and for the new meditators, I hope what you can take home with you is to bring that awareness of, and I like to call it the facial expression of your attitude, because that is what we can associate with. We see very clearly when somebody is happy or somebody is grumpy. Somebody is aggressive. So that's basically the facial expression, and there is a mood, there's an attitude behind that. And if you begin your meditation, always put some effort into this bringing up a kind, understanding mood, even before you sit down for your meditation. And then whatever happens in your meditation, it will be okay. Because if your attitude is okay, then nothing can really shake you too much. So, it's 1:15. Are there any questions? You're also wise. Not proud and demanding in nature. I hope it's very clear what I mean with that attitude. Sometimes you have to meditate for a while to get that concept. but it's really nothing more than the mood you perceive reality with, in each and every moment. And just putting some energy into getting the best mood possible when you start your meditation already. Putting your effort there in making yourself comfortable and bringing up that kindness and goodwill. Because the stages of the meditation are not forceful stages. It's not a concentration stage. It's a very bad translation when you read that. It's nothing to do with concentration. It's not like school, actually. You have to concentrate or you get a bad grade. It's if you want deeper and deeper meditation, it comes first through good virtue. You try to keep the five precepts, and you keep the five precepts in your mind, because it's nothing more than not harming yourself and not harming other people. Basically nothing more than what you don't want other people to do to you than you don't do to other people. And that is the harmlessness that you need to establish good meditation and that trust in your mind. Without that, it's very, very hard to perceive yourself as a good person. You might try to fool yourself or whatnot, but the trouble is if you start with that meditation business, you just get more aware of what's going on. And then there's some of these things we like to, this little delusions we became so attached to, that in reality I'm a really nice person, it's just the other people are so stupid. No, it's not true. It's quite scary to see sometimes how much negativity there is in the mind. So but don't be scared. Be happy. Happy that you see that. It is an opportunity each and every moment to do something about it. And like I told you, the mind is looking for happiness. If you can give the mind something more happy, it's always going to go there. And sometimes if it's just a distraction, fair enough. Like Ajahn Brahm's cup of tea or whatever. Or your favorite TV show if you're negative. But the negativity of the mind, if you become aware of it, really aware of it, the mind is going to draw away from it. It's trying to find an outlet somewhere else, because it's not pleasant. So that is basically that the job the mind does completely by itself. It's effortless. If we see clearly that is suffering, the mind is going to draw away from it. There's nobody in the background needed to say, oh mind, that is suffering, pull away there. Seeing suffering means exactly as seeing your finger in the candle flame, actually. Nobody has to tell you get your finger out of there. The finger is just going to pull away because it's painful. And that is the same with the mind that realizes and what is an unwholesome mind state? What is a wholesome mind state? A wholesome mind state is just comfortable there. It's easy to rest there. It's non-agitation there. There's no tension there. Easy to recognize. If there's still fiddling around, if there's agitation, if there's negativity, there's still something there that has to be worked with. And then hopefully in your meditation you can take a look. Instead of just, oh, I have to go back to my breath. No, have a good look. Where is that tension, actually? Where is it in your body? Where do you feel it in your body? Can you relax that part of your body? Have a good look. Instead of running, have a good look. Develop that courage to have a good look. Develop that good virtue that you have the courage to have a good look. So put your effort there, please, and then hopefully the mind is gonna get happier and happier and happier and happier. And this reality is just gonna change. because it's our reality. We're carrying our own reality. So I hope I give you some skillful means to deal with your own mind, and you take away that you treat yourself as kind as you can. Never shout at yourself. Never be impatient. And if you're impatient, then be patient with it. So you can always put this thing behind. You can always go back into the moment. And if you see there's a negative spiral, take the mind gently out of it. If you see you're in a good spiral, the mind is going to see, oh, very clearly, wow, this is good and safe here, actually. This is also very important to notice. That's a good and safe place. That is wholesome. And then we have the contrast of, oh, how does that feel compared to agitation? Well, that's all I have for you tonight.